The city has permission from Albany to have red light cameras, but decided there was too much opposition to their use, so they were never installed. In the wake of a series of fatal hit-and-run cases in recent weeks, council members led by Rashid Wyatt have brought the issue up again to catch those drivers. At the end of last year, Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren pulled the cameras, saying they hit the poor community too hard. Mayor Brown is pointedly leaving the issue up to the council.
Now that this is being proposed again by members of the city council, it is the case that a number of communities that had red light cameras have actually removed the cameras for different concerns. So I'm sure that the council members who are looking at this will take those concerns into consideration.
Wyatt says many city residents in many city neighborhoods say it's unsafe out there, that drivers are paying no attention to the rules and they aren't being caught because there aren't enough traffic police or by the city's network of surveillance cameras because bad road behavior is too far away. Having the red light cameras would mean that when that bad driver comes to an intersection, the driver's face and the license plate would be clearly photographed. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.